Chapter 4, The New Law of the Heart. We were talking about the new attitude of life, which must make our personality open and suitable for the touch of the electromagnetic powers of the universal life. From the touch of these powers of the Holy Spirit, the new consciousness will arise, and thus a new state of life will become possible. We have explained to you that the Brotherhood is willing to accept all of us as we are at this moment, provided we are prepared to change over to a twofold magical self-activity we indicated as faith and life. These two aspects are inseparable, and if we were to separate them, the expected result would never occur. However, you must understand that the school does not want to give you rules of life as to what is desirable or not. You will not be faced with a transformed law of the Old Testament or with a new Ten Commandments. Neither is it the intention of the school to present new rules of life in a mystical shroud. There are many mystical rules of life which fill us with deep respect. We then surrender in emotional transports to this mystical language and read to each other. Christ says, Buddha says, many poets and thinkers say. Indeed, they say, and what they give us to understand is beautiful and elevated, but be careful, they say, in order that we act. New attitude of life demands clear and conscious reflection. Well then, let us reflect. When Christ says, be my imitators, you should thoroughly understand this. The intention is that you should follow the law as it is written in your heart. The true pupil of the modern spiritual school yearns for the touch of the Holy Spirit. He begins from a state of faith, and in that state he sees from afar a whole series of possibilities. So if we speak of a state of faith, there is also a light of faith in which we may see special perspectives. If you will carefully examine that light in yourself, you will discover a series of indications concerning the means by which you will be able to realize what you have seen in this light. That now is the law in your heart. This law is inscribed in luminous characters in your heart's blood with the stylus of the rose within you. This law, however, differs in every one of us. The principle is the same, but what is written or will be written conforms entirely to your state of being, to your private past, present, and future. Therefore, the school does not establish an external law. The school does not ask you to apply certain rules of life, but it suggests the application of the law in your heart on the basis of a true state of faith. It is possible to be conscious of what is written in your heart. That which you are conscious of, you are able to apply in your life. If you are not yet conscious of certain things and necessities, then they are not yet written in your heart. Then, when someone says, you should do this and you should not do that, you cannot yet put that advice into practice. That is why you should not ask us what the attitude of life must be for you. In this respect, we cannot be of any service to you. We can only reply, examine your own heart and act accordingly. Follow your own way at your own speed and put things in the sequence destined for you. But do act scrupulously, not sparing yourself in anything. That is the magic of the new attitude of life. Understand at the same time that this magic does not focus you on the lives of others. You really have enough to do with yourself, and you will be pressed for time with this self, Freemasonry. In this way, and there is no other, you open your soul's state before the gnosis that has already been knocking at the door of your soul for a long time, and it will enter into you and make its abode in you. Then, for you, a new state of consciousness will become a new state of life.